When we read about the beginning of the Jewish people in the book of Genesis, one of the most precious and beautiful things we find is the relationships between parents and children. And that's so precious and so special and so heartwarming to see parents and children communicate. And one of the things that touches me and touches all of us is when a parent blesses their child and when a parent kisses and hugs their child. And if you look at the blessings in the Torah, we often find that hugging and kissing and blessing go together. And that's curious because, how do you explain that? And it's clear that one understands that blessing one's children, it really comes from the same place. Right? It's a similar experience as hugging and kissing one's children. It's an expression of one's deepest feelings deep in their heart and giving that over to their children. It's interesting, if you look at the first family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we find Isaac blessing his children. In this week's Torah portion, we find Jacob blessing his children at the end of the book of Genesis. We do not find Abraham blessing his children. Father Abraham, the first father, why is it that he doesn't bless his children? Perhaps the answer is, curiously enough, in those days, at the time of Abraham, people weren't exactly aware when they were going to die. It's a fascinating thing, but people did not have warning signs of old age and warning signs of falling sick. But what one did know is that one can assume that they would die around the time that their parents died, just like they received other things genetically. When one's parents died at a particular age, one can expect that perhaps they would die at that age as well. And what we learn here is that Abraham did not bless his children because he didn't know when he was going to die. But Isaac knows that his father died at 180. So when he's 175, he says, "Oh my gosh, I'm close enough to my father's death. I want to bless my children." So he calls his children together and he tries to bless them. And he says, "I want to bless you, ba'avur tevarcheni nafshecha." Okay, tevarchecha nafshi. I'm sorry. I want to bless you from the deepest parts of my soul, from the depths of my soul. I want to bless you, my son Jacob, or my son Isaac, my son Esau, right? Of course, the whole story that he ends up blessing Jacob. But that's the point. And what fascinates me and talks to me and really has me enamored, captures my attention for so many years is the experience of him telling his child, come close to me, let me hug you. Let's share a kiss. Kiss me. And there's a kiss and a hug, and only then does he bless his child. Only then does he bless his children. And the Torah is screaming out to us, how is it that one can transmit to their children? How is it that one can send off their children before they die? Right? It's not just about the blessing. It's building the vessel, so to speak, that could hold the blessing. It's building the infrastructure that could hold the blessing, and that is love. That is love. If you look at Jacob before he blesses his children and grandchildren, he hugs them and kisses them. And it's interesting because it's not just that the father kisses the son, it's also that the son kisses the father. He says, come give me a kiss. And we're learning something powerful, that it goes, we need both. The children need to love and kiss the father, and the parents need to love and kiss their children. And that is how one can say, okay, I've given you my love, now I can give you my heart, now I can give you my soul, and you're able to accept it, you're able to receive it. It's not good enough for a parent to love their child. The child has to love the parent. It's not good enough for the parent to kiss the child and hug the child. The child has to hug and kiss the parent as well. And this is the experience. It's that experience of the transmission of love and then Torah and wisdom and the beauty of Judaism. That's what we learn in this week's parsha. And the son, he says, Isaac says to his son, "Gishana ushikali bini, come give me a kiss." We turn towards our parents. We must turn towards our parents and look at them and kiss them, not just physically, but figuratively, to want to kiss and long to kiss our parents. If we can kiss our parents, we want to love and express love to our parents and hug them and kiss them. Then we are able, we are mukhshar, we are open and available to receive their love and their kiss and their blessings and their mesorah. Right? Jacob kisses and hugs his children and then he blesses them. But you see, even after Jacob dies, the first thing that Joseph does is Joseph kisses his father. His father's dead. He kisses his dead father. What's that about? Who's that for? Can't be for his father. His father's dead. Oh, but it's for Joseph. Joseph needs to express how he's still receiving from his father. He still loves his father, even if he's far away, even if his father's in the next world, even if his father's far away. Right? That is the experience of opening our hearts and souls towards our parents. Oh, and then we take that love and of course the blessing and the Mesorah, the transmission of Torah that we received from our parents, and then we turn downwards, we turn towards our children, we hug them and we kiss them and we love them, and then we transmit to them, after we've built that, we transmit to them the Torah, the blessings. It says in the Bible here in our parasha that Isaac took the blessings that he received from his own father and he transmitted it to his son Jacob. That is the experience. That is the way we can be successful in the transmission of Judaism. We must look towards our not just look towards our parents and receive their love, right? But we must kiss them. We must show our love, show how we long to receive their blessing. We want to kiss them. And then after we're filled up with kisses, we want to turn towards our children and kiss them and hug them and transmit to them what we've received, the love we've received, the hugs and kisses we've received, and to pass them along, and of course, the blessings and the Torah and the Judaism that we've received. And if we hug and kiss our children so strongly, then they are prepared to receive the blessings, to receive the Mesorah, to receive the Torah that we are passing them. When the famous prophet Elijah is about to pass away, he turns to his student, Elisha, and he says, Elisha, I want you have to be the next leader. You have to be the next leader. And it's upon you now to lead the Jewish people. And he says, I can't go yet. The Jewish people are in deep trouble. They're in crisis. They're under stress and threats. And Elisha says, wait, I can't leave. I have to go kiss my mom. I have to go kiss my dad. I have to go kiss my mother and father before I leave. I need their kiss. I need their kiss. He's a great man. He's the leader of the Jewish people. He's about to be the greatest prophet in the world. So what? If someone wants to receive their prophecy, be a real leader and be ready to give, he needs to have received the hugs and kisses from his mom and dad. He needs to kiss and hug his mom and dad. This is what we need to do. And that's why, till today, one of the most precious and beautiful things that we do on every Friday night, when it's a special holy time, we bless our children. And the custom is we hug them, we kiss them. And the Magen Avraham writes, they're supposed to make sure that the children kiss the parents too. That the child should kiss his mother, the child should kiss his father. This is the way of the Jewish people. It's all about love. And after the love is so powerful and strong, then we can transmit the blessings. Shabbat Shalom. May you all be able to receive the love from your parents. Be blessed to be able to receive their love and receive their blessings and then transmit that love and transmit the beautiful Torah and blessings to your children. Shabbat Shalom.